Father, we come before you in this holy evening to worship and adore you, thanking you, Lord, that light has come into the world of darkness. And so, Lord, we ask your presence this morning, this evening, as we come together and remember and celebrate. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit who is with us. We pray that you'd fill this place and just draw us close to you as your word is shared and as we worship together tonight. We thank you, Lord, for what this night means to us. And we come to worship you and to give you glory. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Throughout our evening, several people are going to be sharing and reading of portions from God's word tonight as we share in his word and through carols. But first reading comes from 1 John, beginning at chapter 1, verse 1, where John says that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim to you concerning the word of life. That life appeared, and we have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim that to you the eternal life, which was from the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. And we write this to make our joy complete. And this is the message that we have heard from him, and we declare it to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live in the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. Hymn number 95, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. For our first scripture this evening, we'll be reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the days of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning and will be fuel for the fire. For unto us is born a child, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of these words.
As we continue our reading, I'll be reading from Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 through 9. The branch from Jesse. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy, with justice he will give directions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will lie live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand in the viper's mouth. They will neither harm nor destroy They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Thank you.
As we continue our worship, number 112. As we've heard the prophecies of the coming of the Messiah, and he was laid in that manger on Christmas evening. 112, Away in the Manger.
As we continue this evening, I'll be reading from Micah chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, through you are small among clans of Judah. Out of you will come from me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from the old, from the ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord is his God, and they will live securely, for For then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. When the Asians invades our land and marches through our fortresses, we will raise against him 7 shepherds, 8 leaders of men.
In that little village of Bethlehem, least among all the princesses of Judah, it was that place where Jesus, the Lord, chose to make his arrival in fulfillment of that prophecy. Number 96, town of Bethlehem. We've had scripture shared by various members of the church family. We're all going to share together and reading a portion of God's word in the rear view hymnal number 616. Turn to that as we share responsibly of reading of God's word, taken from John chapter 3 and 1 John, entitled God's Redeeming Love, because that's what this night is all about. Light coming into the world, God's love being shown to us through Jesus to forgive us of our sin. I'll read the light print, and I'll ask you all to respond responsively with the bold print. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And this is the condemnation. The light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. As we celebrate the birth of Christ this evening, we have so our pictures in our mind of what that night was like. We see beautiful pictures of postcards that we or cards that we receive in the mail. We see beautiful pictures set up of the Nativity, and we kind of imagine from our thinking that it was a beautiful scene that night. But what Mary endured to bring Jesus to us was a painful experience for her. God himself humbling himself to take on flesh and to be wrapped in humanity so that we could be saved. And Mary, as a young virgin girl, whenever the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, you were highly favored. You will conceive and bear a son." And first she said, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin and I've never been with a man?" But then she said, "Let it be to me as you have said." And in her, that act of submission, of submitting to the Lord and to the Holy Spirit as a young girl, cost her dearly. And we try to glorify a lot of the pictures of what that night was like. As we try to imagine, we sing that song, Silent Night, which we'll be singing a little bit later. But really, it was a painful experience for Mary as she, that night, gave birth to the Son of God. The Isaacs, a gospel group, beautifully tried to capture the events of that night and the birth of Christ into words, into a song that they sang called A Labor of Love. And this song so beautifully paints the picture, I believe, of what that night really close to what it might have been. We try to glorify it with our pictures, but for Mary, Joseph, it was a night unlike any other. So as George plays this song, just reflect on the words and let this be a picture of you. Try to visualize what they're trying to tell us in this story, Labor of Love.
It was not a silent night. There was blood on the ground. You could hear a woman cry in the alleyway that night on the streets of David's town. And the stable was not clean, and the cobblestones were cold. Tears upon her face, had no mother's hand to hold. It was a labor of pain. It was a cold sky above, but for the girl
The next reading is from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 6, and this is the prophecy to Jerusalem and the people of Jerusalem of what to expect the night that Mary gave birth to our Lord and Savior. Arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see, for the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth, but the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance. Look and see, for everyone is coming home. Your sons are coming from distant lands. Your little daughters will be carried home. Your eyes will shine, and your heart will thrill with joy, for merchants from around the world will come to you. They will bring you the wealth of many lands. Vast caravans of camels will converge on you, and camels of Midian and Ephah. The people of Sheba will bring gold and frankincense and will come worshiping the Lord.
As we continue our worship, number 118 shares with us a beautiful hymn, how the Lord left his glory of heaven and came down to earth to be our Savior. Thou didst leave thy throne, number 118.
Didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown.
We've heard the prophecies from the Old Testament read to us about the coming of Christ and what this night means. Now turning to the fulfillment in Luke chapter 2, the most beloved and wonderful story that we never tire of hearing, that tells us again what this night is all about as we remember the birth of our Lord as recorded for us in Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company, the heavenly host, appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary, she treasured up all these things, and she pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things which they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Thank you.
I'll be reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was not made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did not receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or of husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made its dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
That's why we come together tonight, to remember and to celebrate the fact that light has come. This evening, we have the center candle lit on our Advent wreath. The one in the middle reminding us that Jesus, who is the light, white in its purity, white for the fact that he is the Holy Son of God. And from that light of Christ, we receive light. That he came into the darkness of this world to take away and dispel the darkness of our sin and to bring us hope. And as we heard this morning from the message from the Word of God, we all were in the darkness, and that darkness is scary. But the light of Christ shining into us dispels the darkness and gives us hope and a reason to rejoice. Tonight we remember the light has come. Jesus, the light of the world, to bring salvation to all who believe in him. We receive by faith that light from Christ. And from that, our light, we become lights into this dark world. That the message, we carry that message of Christ, though still in the darkness, into giving us hope. As we share together in our candlelight service, as you came in, you received one, as you take it now, as we prepare for our time of lighting the candle of Christ. And from that light, we share that light with one another. And we pass that hope as a testimony to the fact that light has come. We have received that light by faith, and we share it with others, that they too will not be walking in the darkness, but can walk in the light of God's light. Bill is going to come forward. As I receive the light from Christ, and ask you to take your hymnal and turn to number 113 and be ready. We'll be singing after we get our candles lit, Silent Night, in the darkness completely, George, in this one. As we receive the light from Christ, and Bill will bring it back to you and pass it to those next to you as we receive the fact and testimony that light has come and we can rejoice in him.
Thank you.
We saw how much brighter it became in here with the light of Christ as we shared it. And lift it high. As we lift it high, we share that light. And that is our hope. And that's the hope that we have to share, and that's the hope we have burning within us. And as we go from here, we go taking that light of Christ and rejoicing. Even though it's dark, we take the light of Christ with us. You can extinguish it, but we don't extinguish the light burning within us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that on this special and holy night, we remember, Lord, that light has come into the world to take away the darkness of our sin, to take away the fear, to take away the condemnation. And Lord, your light has shone in our heart, and by faith we have accepted and believed in you, that Jesus, the light of the world, has come. And so, Father, you also call us to carry that light into a dark world. And as many people gather and celebrate around the table tomorrow with their family, there's maybe those even within our own family and loved ones that don't know what this day and celebration is about. But Lord, may we be faithful in letting the light of Christ shine and sharing the reason for the season and the hope that we know, burning brightly within us for people, Lord, that are lost in the darkness and without hope. So dismiss us with your blessing, your peace, and your joy, that the light of Christ shines brightly through us as we celebrate your birth and the joy that it brings us. We ask this prayer through Christ, in whom we pray. Amen. Have a Merry Christmas as you celebrate our Lord's birth. You are dismissed. Thank you. Thanks, Lizzie. You are the good keeper of the flame.